Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
But when Devon was invited to be part of an alliance with two of the showmancers,
Paula wants to leave it at that.
She immediately felt like the odd woman out.
Zakiya wants to be in this five-person alliance because she thinks Paula's cute, and Nicole is on board because she thinks Corey's cute. And where does that leave me? The fifth wheel.
After Paula became the new head of household.
Congratulations, Paula.
Yay!
Targeted the other sibling.
Tiffany got safe this week. I didn't want her safe this week.
Yeah, I know.
Now she's gotta go.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high above the enter. What are you holding in your hand?
An air thing.
Why would you hold that in the middle of our introduction? Why would you hold that up to confuse me?
You never look at me.
Can you face the label towards me? DI Plus is brought to you by Ultra Duster, the ultimate compressed air cleaner for your computer. Check them out at ultraduster.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a blowing discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer. Oh, shit. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer. And I'm joined from the Duster Buster Free State of Arkansas. You took it down. I can't even see what the fucking... Oh. Fuck. I'm joined by Adam Burns. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Daniel.
This is the worst intro to a show ever.
And you just kept going.
I did. I soldiered through is what I did. Whatever. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You know what, Adam? We did a thing tonight. We did an experiment tonight on the Pride 48 stream that we just finished right before this show. So that's why I'm a little discombobulated. The Big Fatty and myself live streamed the Big Brother show and commented on it as it was on the air. So,
yeah, you're starting another recap show without me.
It was not recorded. We're not releasing this as a podcast. It was literally just, hey, if you watch Big Brother, and you want to watch it live, and you want to hear two fat guys talk about it, then we'll do it. Yeah, so it was fun. It was fun.
Well, I was. We'll talk about this later, but I was out. Doing things whenever you messaged me to tell me that you were going to be doing that.
Yes.
Actually, I was returning from doing things.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that. But right now, Daniel, it is kind of late, actually. It's 9:36 in the evening.
It is. Yeah.
And that can only mean one thing.
Well,
we are streaming
keep
live.
Keep in mind, is 9:36 on a Sunday evening.
That's true.
Yeah. Not any given evening. But we're streaming live in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, would you like me to tell you who's in the chat room this evening?
I would be
delighted to do so. We'd like to say hello to CC Marshall, to the Good Humor Penguin. That's Michael Fine. I see Greg from Walking the Earth podcast. What was it? Inappropriate Conversations is his other podcast. Mags from Chaotic Ravings and Chaotic. I don't know. He's got like all of them. He's like Chaotic Ravings, Chaotic Exposure, Chaotic Boners, Chaotic. I don't know. He's got like a whole. He's like whatever the day of the week is. He's got a chaotic show for that day. RT Cruiser, Tim in Alaska, Yaz Mamadou, and Auntie Vera Charles. She's from that Vera Speaks For Real show. See how you have to leave that space there. Oh, you know what? The truncate silence is totally going to take that out. So I have to do some noise in there. It's Vera Speaks .. For Real podcast. That would be Vera Charles. FL Mac and Lamont Cranston have all joined us in the chat room this evening.
Yay. Well, welcome to you all. Yeah. You know, I was going to say something about Tim in Alaska.
What were you going to say about Tim
in
Alaska?
Is like the Donna Reed of Alaska or something.
The Donna Reed of Alaska. Yes.
Yeah, because, well, Donna Reed in that 50s housewife sort of way, you know, not necessarily like they have. I don't know, a dog named Jeff and a dog named Mary, and he says
those
Jeff
were kids.
Mary
those were kids. Those weren't dogs. Those were kids.
Well,
Yes, yeah. Go ahead. Yes, yes.
Well, yeah. I can just imagine him wearing it like a string of pearls, and he's, you know, because he's always like smoking bacon or gardening or, you know, doing some domestic thing. And he's always putting photos on Facebook of all these domestic goddess type things that he does.
There you go. You know, Tim in Alaska is planning a New York City trip for Thanksgiving. So I may see him here in Thanksgiving era time.
So. And I know he does drag sometimes, so I can imagine that he actually runs around the house in drag, you know.
In pearls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in his spare time, he paints.
He paints. That's what
it's
he does.
So, you know, it's so like, I don't know, 1950s housewife to me.
He does. He has a huge house too. He has like a, it's like a high school. It's like a, you know what I'm saying? It has different wings and stuff. And like, as palatial as your place is with the gift wrapping room and the dog washing room and stuff like that. It's like Tim in Alaska, like has like, you know, separate, like there's the dog washing room and the dog drying room. And then the artwork from the dog washing room. And then, yeah, he says it's a huge house. So.
Well, he's also rarely at home.
That's true.
Most times he'll be, you know, messaging on Facebook from Cambodia or Lithuania or
Lithuania. Yeah, exactly. That's what he does.
Or Trogistan or
Trogistan.
You know,
oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember the whole series of photos that he did from Trogistan. Those were some of my favorites. It's like if you were to ask me what my Tim in Alaska favorite photo shoots and ladders were, it would be the Trogistan one. And by the way, also Tim Alaska just made a huge donation to Pride 48. By the way, thank you so much, Tim Alaska. We do appreciate that. The huge, I'm not going to embarrass
thank
him.
Thank you.
I'm not going to embarrass him and tell you that it was a lot. It was a lot.
$1 million? $1 million?
We had $1 million.
Oh my God, $1 million. Wow.
Like his only caveat was that Big Fatty not be allowed to talk next year in Vegas. Anyway, so there you go. That's who's in our chat room tonight, Adam. This is, of course,
you know,
DBC 10. Welcome to it.
$1 million would just about purchase a podcast award trophy. So I think we could certainly use it for something like that. I don't know.
Adam, I'm glad you brought this up. You know, the podcast awards that we talked about, I was inspired earlier this week. Not later this week, because that would be in the future, and that's not something that I can do yet. But I heard this particular video. You know, Adam, I know that you are a member of a church. You're a member of a church orchestra.
I am, yeah. Had a solo today. Did a good job. Several compliments.
A church group, a youth group from DeSalle University. I don't know where that is. DeSalle University. I'm going to look it up right now. DeSalle University. Let's see where they are. They are located in Manila, Philippines. So DeSalle University from the Philippines, Adam. They made a little song. I don't know if you've heard this or not. They were cashing in on the Pokemon Go craze that is flying around the world. And also on the fact that, you know, they are Christian. They're a Christian group, and they wanted to reach out and do some outreach. And so they took the Pokemon Go theme song, the Pokemon theme song, and they reworked it, Adam, with some lyrics that you may enjoy. Here we go. Let's take a listen to the DeSalle University Pokemon Go song here.
Can't wait.
Here we go.
I wanna be like Jesus Christ, like no one ever does. To live by him is my real best. Is my God. I will travel across the land, reaching far and wide, to make the people understand that Jesus lives inside. Jesus Christ, gonna save them all. I know you're my destiny. Jesus Christ, oh, you're my best friend. You'll never leave me till you can. Jesus Christ, gotta save them all.
Oh, he goes on for another 3 minutes. Anyway, Adam, the thing is I was thinking about that song really does lend itself to like podcast awards. Gotta win them all. You know, it's like we should do our own Doobie Sentent musical version of the Pokemon Go song about winning podcast awards. Gotta win them all, Adam. Gotta win them all. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, go ahead and write that. and I know you have some keyboarding skills.
I haven't heard you
play the synthesizer in a while.
I lost the synthesizer in the divorce, by the way. No, I don't have one, so that's why I haven't played any new. I think the last synthesizer song I played was probably the Vera Charles theme. I think that was the last one that I actually had played.
You know, you can get synthesizers for relatively cheap.
You know, but I was too busy buying a tent. I was too busy buying a tent and a canopy and all kind of camping gear that I needed to do for my big camping weekend that I have coming up, Adam. Can't do the. I really should though. I should get another keyboard because you know I'm doing the animated version of the RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars and I'm going to need some songs in that. So yeah, I should probably think about getting a synthesizer back to do that. It's so weird because nowadays on like I could probably look this up: Pokemon theme song karaoke. I could probably get just the music to the... Yeah, here it is. So here it is like... I want to win the podcast awards. Get like everyone. Show the world that I'm the best and make them suck my dick. Catch them all. Yeah, see, I could do that, Adam. I could...
That was iconoclastic.
It was very iconoclastic.
Well, speaking of Pokemon,
yes, Adam,
I will just talk to you about Pokemon. So I know Pokemon is a craze, and so now everyone's talking about it, and you're probably all sick and damn tired of hearing about it. But we have this part of the show where we talk about things that happened in our life, and I'm so sorry, but I have joined the Pokemon craze.
Adam, don't apologize.
And I have to, you know, I realize like a lot of our episode last week was spent, but I just have to talk about this. So, the mecca of Bentonville, Arkansas, as it were. Actually, you know, I do want to say Bentonville, Arkansas, you wouldn't think such a place as Arkansas would have a really nice town, you know, that people would like to live in, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you would think it's all country and cows and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have proof. Joe Batance's artsy fartsy friends, his like, you know, L.A. types.
Oh, those L.A. types. Vera Charleses of the world. You know, Vera Charles is in L.A. too. So, you know, all those entertainment elites, Adam. All the entertainment elites is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, the entertainment elites. We have what's that thing where they show like independent movies?
A film festival?
Like Sundance. A film festival. Thank you. We have a film festival here. and it's by the woman Gina Davis. Mm-hmm. is the star kind of sponsor. I don't know how you want to say that, but it's Gina Davis's Bentonville, Arkansas Film Festival.
Gina
whatever.
Davis presents the Bentonville, Arkansas Film Festival.
Yeah, something like that. And so some of Joe Batance's friends.
So
had
does
movie.
It just show like Thelma and Louise, like every stuff, just like, and here's Thelma and Louise subtitled in Taiwanese? And
I haven't been, so I don't know.
Okay.
What it plays. And actually, I think I was supposed to go and see this movie of Joe Batance's friends.
Yes.
And I didn't make it over there because I'm so busy.
Because, yeah, exactly. But, yes.
But Joe's friends came. Their movie was in the movie thing. And damn it, I can't. It's been like 30
film
seconds.
Festival.
The film festival.
Their
thank
movie
you.
Was in the film festival.
And,
wait, I'm the one that smokes pot. How are you the one that's like you're forgetting
I've
something you just
Alzheimer's.
Said 30 seconds ago?
I don't know what it is. So anyway, so Bentonville, Arkansas, Joe's friends came and they loved it. They loved the town. What's happening is a lot of the corporations that are here, including Walmart, are putting a lot of money into hippifying Bentonville.
Yes.
So there are condos going up. There are condos mixed with quaint little, you know, Victorian homes and like everything kind of, and then within walking distance of the square, which has tons of really nice restaurants, really good restaurants.
This is all, of course, reflected in the Bentonville City Council that just voted on their new theme for the town, which is Bentonville, we're the next Branson.
No, not at all. But anyway, so it's very nice. It's very nice. And there are a lot of hipsters. I mean, a lot of cute man bun wearing hipsters that live in downtown Bentonville and some of those condos and walk around, whatever. Well, what we found out about downtown Bentonville is it is a pokey mecca. I don't know. I don't know what happened. So Mark and I both started playing Pokemon. I think I said that. And I've kind of gotten a little addicted to it myself. And there are Pokestops, or these places where you go and you spin this little thing and it gives you stuff. It gives you Pokeballs. It gives you potions. It gives you all the stuff that you need to play the game. There have got to be like 50 Pokestops in Bentonville Square and they're around, all within walking distance.
What if you created a town today? What would be important?
Yes. Pokestops.
What would that town look like?
I don't know. Mountain biking?
Who Trees. Would live there?
Hipsters. Art museums.
And who would visit?
Geeks. Apparently Mexican people.
Is this the Bentonville ad or something?
Yes.
What would that town stand for?
So sad that you don't know this.
I think we're good. I think
Hold on. We're getting to the crescendo, Adam. It's only got another 30 seconds.
And where would you find this new town?
Yeah. Where would you find it?
You'd find it right here, where it's always been.
Is your team called the Wildcats?
Bentonville, Arkansas.
Maybe. I don't live in Bentonville, so.
Visit Bentonville. A new American town.
It's a new American town, Adam. You live near a new American town.
I'm just saying, it really is a nice town. It really is a nice town. But that's not the point. I was just kind of, that was a prelude to my story. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of restaurants there. And so Mark and I decided we'd have a little date night. We're both into this Pokemon, and I'm kid you not, there've got to be 40 or 50 Pokestops there, and two gyms, at two Poke gyms, and like all these.
Are there a bunch of jocks? Like, I haven't been to a Poke gym yet. Are there a bunch of jocks in the Poke gym? Like,
well, you know, this is augmented reality, so it's just a thing on your cell phone. Don't, you know. So anyway, so
there's not guys in there's not guys in Doinger shorts at the Poke.
No, well, they're actually in real life. There are guys in Doingers like going around chasing Pokemon.
No, so I should do that.
Yeah, but we decided we were going to have a date, and there's a burger place on the square that I've never been to, but I've always heard had really good burgers. So we made a date out of it. Well, come to find out, this burger place, they sell more than burgers, but they're known for their burgers. Is I think it's called the Station Cafe. Is right next to a Pokestop.
By the way, Tim in the chat room says the Poke Shower and the Poke Gym is a happening place.
So we decided we're going to go have dinner and we're going to have a burger
at the Poke
and we're
going to
Poke Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to Poke Hunt. So we spent, I don't know, a good 2 hours. We ate the burger, actually.
Now,
was very good.
Was the meat at the Poke Burger place, was it Kobe beef? Because I got to imagine that Poke and Kobe being, you know, spelled like Kobe and Poke, you know, but extending the E, like that seems like a natural marriage. So it's like, yeah, try our Kobe Poke Burger.
I didn't ask them what kind of beef it was, but I don't imagine that it was Kobe beef for the type of, this is kind of a greasy spoon sort of place.
Mm-hmm. Also,
but the burger was
also
really good.
Also, I don't believe Kobe beef actually exists in the United States because of trade regulations, but it's okay. It doesn't keep restaurants from saying that they have
don't
it.
Don't they say Kobe style beef exactly. or something like that? It's Kobe style. But it was really fun, but you do not understand until you start doing this, Daniel, how much of a thing this Pokemon is, because there were 50-year-old women and men, 60-year-old men, all the way down to like 8-year-old children, all wandering around Bentonville Square. You know, they were setting lures. Oh, you've got your Pikachu.
Adam, I'm telling you, I got my little Pikachu hoodie, hat here.
Or no,
yeah, my little
toboggan.
My little toboggan thing. No, I'm telling you, because I go to BlizzCon, you know, usually, well, for a few years. And it's the same thing there. Like, it's surprising the people that are in the video games until you're there and you run into them and they're Yeah, they age, they span every age and race and economic class that you can imagine.
So we had a really good time, though. It was fun. We had a nice burger. We walked around. Since then, we've been to the square 3 or 4 times because you run out of balls. You really run out of balls a lot.
So you need more balls in the
You need more balls, and there are a lot of Pokestops in Bentonville Square, and you can get balls.
So you get the balls at the stops.
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
But you have to, you have to walk. You have to physically walk around, and
can you buy them? Can you buy the balls?
You can, and I've spent probably $50.
Wow,
you spent the past week.
$50 on balls in the.
I have. That's kind of cheap for balls, actually. The going.
I was gonna say, I paid $50 to camp at the campsite next week, and hoping to find more than 2 balls.
Yeah, hi guys, I'm Pete Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Man, Bob Smith, co-host of Sorting It Out with Shelley Long, dead at 84. Okay, bye.
Okay, great. Bob Smith, Adam, what do you say?
Sure.
Congratulations, RT Cruiser. I have no idea who they. He said Bob Smith. I thought he said Bulb Smith, and I was just like, I don't know, Bulb? Who would name their child Bulb?
Maybe it was Bulb, but it's not.
And I didn't even catch what it was. He's like, was he a Pokemon player? Was that what we were talking about? He was a Pokemon player. Bulb Smith was a Pokemon player. Was he the first guy to get to collect them all? Didn't I see a news story recently where some guy had collected them all?
I believe you did. Yeah, I didn't. I saw a couple of stories like that, but I have not collected them all. I can tell you because my phone's right here.
RT Cruiser says that he got 72 Pokemon in about an hour and a half, including the 4 new ones. And Florida Mac says, I don't like AR. I wanted the original Pokemon for my phone. Something I can play without having to move.
Oh, yeah. Well, this gets you, Mark and I like to walk anyway to get exercise. And this allows us to play a game together and be competitive and also get some exercise at the same time and explore parts of our lovely town. Oh, lovely again. Dang it. Our wonderful town.
I want to sit on my fat ass and play my stupid game. I want to eat fattening foods and then do something that rhymes with that. I don't know. I don't know why they're singing in there.
So right now, in my Pokedex.
Oh, in your Pokedex. Sounds like a Rolodex. Pokedex. But it's your Pokedex.
I'm showing that I have caught 55 and seen 56. So I'm one Pokemon that I have seen I did not capture. And that doesn't mean that I've only caught 55 Pokemon in total. It means I've only caught 55 different types of Pokemon.
Yasmabadoo in the chat room wants to know what's going on with Celebrity Death Phone Contest. By the way, Yasmabadoo, clearly you've been gone for a while because on the Pride 48 weekend, we awarded the yearly prize to Mags, who won, what did he win? $200 for
$200.
Yeah, $200 for the Celebrity Death Phone Contest, and we reset it after that. So congratulations, Mags. Oh, by the way, I still owe you half that, don't I?
You do?
Yeah. I still need to send you $100.
So I've caught, I don't know how to tell Mags how many I've actually caught. I don't know where that is.
I don't know.
So
our RT Cruiser said he's caught 83 different types and he's seen 85.
He's way ahead of me. Mags, however, is not ahead of me. He has only caught 27 types. So I'm ahead of Mags. But that's it. Anyway, I'm having a wonderful time. And Daniel, I think you should play. So we can compare notes because it's really fun. Actually.
I'm waiting for the server things to straighten out, and I'm waiting for some of the bugs to shake out of it because I was in the beta of Ingress, so I played Ingress for a couple of years before it became an open invitation kind of a thing, and I've already beta tested one game from Niantic. I think I'll just wait for other people to finish their beta testing of this life because they haven't added in a lot of the stuff that they're going to add in because they're adding in. A lot of the corporate sponsorships, they haven't added in trading yet. So I think there's a big piece of the game that just hasn't been added in yet. And so I think if I wait a little while to come in for the things to die down, I think I'll be in a better spot. So
there's a really sucky website, and it's only in the U.S., I believe, but it's called Pokevision.
Pokevision.
Pokevision.com.
Yeah.
And you put in your address wherever you are, And it's got a little Google map there, and it will actually show you all of the Pokemon around you and how long they're going to be there for.
Wow.
And what they've done is they've reverse engineered the API of the Pokemon game, and they're sending API calls to the Pokemon, the Niantic servers or whatever, and they're actually revealing to you where these Pokemon, and it's very accurate, like super, super accurate. What I don't understand, well, first of all, Niantic eventually will come up with a way to keep them from doing this. Either, you know, it has to, you know, the messages will have to come from an app, and there's some way that they'll be able to tell that it's an app and not just some random website.
Yes.
But while they have this going on, I don't know why they haven't figured out how to, I just type in the Pokemon that I want, and then it searches like a 50-mile radius or something to tell me exactly where, you know, I'm missing Pikachu. So just tell me where Pikachu is.
I'm right here. I just had my Pikachu hat on. You could have just flung the Pokeball right there at the screen.
So that's what I want. And they've even released a version of this API, this reverse engineered API on GitHub.
Here's my question. Is Pikachu there. Like a badass? Is like Pikachu like a desirable?
You know, I don't know. He's just a cute character. I think he was the main character.
Well, choose you, Pikachu. He's like, yeah, it was just like he was like the main guy. He was the guy's dude. But I think RT Cruiser has a Pikachu. I don't know.
I do not have a Pikachu.
You know what? Now people are like typing in. They want like different Pokemon names, like Porygon and Magnum. These are all like I can't read these names. I really can't read it. I agree with Creationist Cat that this is like some kind of Oriental satanic cult.
These could are very, be. Very anyway, I'm having fun, and don't hunt Pokemon and drive, though.
I would never do that.
That's all I'm saying.
Adam, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have a bunch of nephews. Nephews that I love. I love them dearly. They're my favorites people in the entire world.
I don't know if I'd say a bunch.
I have three. I have three nephews. I have five nephews, but two of them are dead to me. I have five nephews. I have three of them that are my favorite people in the entire world. And one of those is getting married. I don't know if you know this or not. My nephew Scott is getting married to his girlfriend Kelly.
His girlfriend was so wonderful.
She was. She was in Vegas. I mean,
she was at dinner with us, right?
No. That's Kent's girlfriend, Courtney. No. Kelly is Scott's girlfriend. She was. Scott was not at our dinner in Florida because Scott doesn't live in Florida. Okay. Scott came here to New York to whatever. Anyway, I just wanted to say that they are getting
Courtney,
married.
You're really cool.
Yeah, Courtney's cool. They are getting married, and they have a new website that I'm putting into the chat room now. If anyone wants to check it out, it's Kelly and Scott. That's all spelled out. KELLYAND Scott SCOTT 2017.com. So if you want to check out their new wedding website that my other nephew set up for them, he actually went out of his way to make that website for them. And I was very pleased to see that them all cooperating there to do that. And
they have an Indiegogo for the wedding, which is going to happen in Chicago.
They have an Indiegogo. Here's the thing, Adam, I don't know if you know this or not. I frequently go to lunch at Chipotle. Because I enjoy Chipotle. It's one of my favorite places.
I know you frequently go to lunch.
I do. I do. I go to lunch almost every day, Adam. And so I went to Chipotle the other day, and I was selected to receive a salad and chips and guacamole. I don't know if you know this or not.
Wow.
I was selected to get a chicken salad and chips and guac. After, of course, I paid for them, but I was selected to get those things, and I was very honored for that to have happened. So I would just like to say thank you to the Chipotle Corporation for selecting me to win that particular lunch after I paid for it.
Well, thank you, Chipotle.
Nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about, do they?
No, it's fine.
It doesn't matter. No, it's not fine, Adam. It is not fine.
It's better that people don't know.
No, it is not better that people don't know, Adam, because that makes us just a part of the problem instead of part of the solution. Here's the thing. I made some comments. I made some disparaging comments about the podcast awards on our last show. And I stand by those. I hate the podcast awards. I think they're a fucking scam. I think this guy is just trying to like scam people out of their money. That rubbed some of our listeners the wrong way, and they chose to send you nasty texts about the things that I had said on that show. So without mentioning any names, because I would never, ever want to like call somebody out on this thing. Without mentioning any names, I'm just saying, if I say something that pisses you off, then don't be a chicken shit little pussy boy and like text my co-host about it. Have some fucking respect and call me out directly. You pussy little chicken shit motherfucker. It's like, if you have a problem with me, then you come at me, asshole. You don't come at Adam, who had nothing to fucking do with it. And I'm not mentioning any names, Joey Buhecker, but I'm just saying, if you got a problem with me, come at me, dickwad. Don't come at Adam. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right. And now let's move on with the show.
That was brought to you. Ultra Duster Industrial Strength. If you
I'm just saying,
would like to
here's
have
the thing.
A rant.
It's like you have been my co-host for what now, 4 or 5 years, and it's like this,
something like that.
This always happens. I say something, people get upset at what I say, and they take it out on you. It's just like, no, you know what? I'm a very public person. You can find my email address. You can find my Twitter address. All of those things are available on the website. You can see how to get a hold of. I am not a difficult person to get a hold of whatsoever. If you have a problem with what I say, then you come to me. You don't come to Adam. That is being a little shithead. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have a segue for that.
There is no segue for that, Adam.
I don't have a segue. Now, you don't have anything in the Trello, so were you going to...
I was. You know, I didn't put anything in the Trello because I'm a horrible human being. You know, here's the thing. Adam, last time that we talked on the show, I had just gone to a day pass at one of the campgrounds, at the Woods Campground up in Lahighton, Pennsylvania. And I had a great little evening. I had a wonderful little evening, and I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to go back to this campground because I don't know what I would do during the day, right? I didn't know what, you know, whatever. Anyway,
yeah, you were on the fence.
I was on the fence about it. But then, you know, famous podcaster from Poke It With a Stick, Gavin, had posted on Facebook. He's like, hey, I'm going to go to the Woods Campground on the weekend of the 28th and 29th, you know, coming up here in July, which happens to be, by the way, Adam, the weekend before I leave to go to the Star Trek convention in Vegas. So it was like, oh, that's the beginning of my vacation. That sounds like a lot of fun. So I went ahead and made a reservation in the overflow spots there at the Woods Campground. So I'm going to be camping at the Woods Campground this coming weekend, the 28th through the 30th, I think. I'm trying to get my mouse back. We'll see. What is the actual day? 29th. So the 29th through the 31st, I'll be camping at the Woods Campground. Gavin said he was going to be there. I don't know that he's going to be, Adam. I think he's like kind of like, because he lives there. He lives in Pennsylvania. So he's like, yeah, if it's raining, I'm not going to go or whatever. But no, I've committed to it, Adam. I bought a tent. Yeah. I bought a chair. I bought a canopy. I already had.
If it's raining, I'm not going to go. If there's not a Pokestop there, I'm not going to go.
If there's no Pokestop. And it's Bear Weekend. That's B-E-A-R weekend, not B-A-R-E. But it's Bear Weekend that I'm going to be going there. So it's like, it's going to be great.
Well, come on, Gavin. You got to catch them all.
You got to catch them all.
You need to go. You need to go for Bear Weekend. Camp.
So I'm going there. But I had already made another reservation for an actual campsite with electricity and everything. That I'm going to be there August 19th. That weekend for Latino weekend. So I'm going to be there. I'm sure Nico Martinez and Joe Zubia and Joe Batance will all be there because they're Latinos and they must be there. That's just the law. But
it sounds like fun. If I lived there, I would go with you. Now, you'd have to protect me from any wild raccoons.
I would definitely
go short. You know, and it doesn't sound like much sleeping goes on at this campsite anyway. So I think I would be okay. My problem was, we did this canoe trip, and it was just Mark and I, and we were on this, you know, this sand, what are they, oh, dang it, why can I not think of things, a sandbank, a sand,
sandbar,
yes, sandbar, thank yes. you, sandbar, we were on this sandbar all by ourselves on mm-hmm. the Buffalo River, mm-hmm. and these wild raccoons wanted to attack me mm-hmm. in my tent. I couldn't sleep, but... You know, if you protected me, I think it would be fun.
Right, yeah, because that's what you want, is me protecting you. It's like, in the chat room, Icy Greg has posted a link to the Indiegogo campaign for one Betsy Carmichael bingo. So that's
yeah,
what
Betsy Carmichael is going to a film
right, she was
festival.
Selected, Adam. She was selected to participate in the Chicago Film Festival and by selected.
I know nothing. It's not a film festival, is it? I know.
No, it's a fringe festival. It's a fringe festival. Yeah, and by selected, she means she won the lottery to be able to pay to go there.
I'm going to get more text messages.
No, you do not text Adam. If you have a problem with this, you do not text Adam. Have we not already made that clear? You text me. Anyway, that's all I'm trying to say. Well, I feel like this is all over the road. It's just like, I'm not trying to be that way. I'm just like, I'm just trying to clear the air, Adam. I'm trying to clear the, clear my paw. You know, I've been watching a lot of Star Trek lately, so I've been trying to clear my paw. Hello.
Hey guys, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Hi!
It seems that Gary Marshall, the creator of Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, as well as Penny Marshall's brother, has died.
And denture wear.
At the age of 81.
81. He did indeed. Thank you so much, David, that Blue Jeans Guy. Indeed, yes, Gary Marshall, denture wearer comedian, did in fact die recently. So thank you for that call.
Isn't Penny Marshall a lesbian?
I don't know.
I think she is. I think she has a wife or something. Anyway.
If only there was a network of computers that we could look this up. Let's see. Penny Marshall. What? Relationship? Or just lesbian?
Well, if
exclusive from the National Enquirer. From the National Enquirer 2014. Exclusive Penny Marshall gay lover revealed. It looks like the 70-year-old actress turned director will be supported in her announcement by her long-term girlfriend, actress Carrie Fisher of Star Wars fame.
Oh.
Is that
a fake story?
I don't know. It's in the National Enquirer, Adam. I'm just reading you what's
Enquirer,
on the screen.
Come on. Well, I have Alexa, is Penny Marshall a lesbian?
She's going to be like, I don't understand.
Sorry. I can't find the answer.
See,
I told
you. She's like, yeah. Sorry. I don't know the answer to that because I'm stupid.
She doesn't know anything.
She doesn't know anything. But here's the thing. Ask her this. Ask her, say, Alexa, what time does Walmart close?
Alexa, what time does Walmart close?
The Walmart on SC Dodson Road is open now until 10 p.m.
See? She knows where she's at. And she's like,
she can tell me what time it is.
I know
she does.
She
can tell me if it's going to rain. Although when you ask for the temperature outside, she gives you the entire weather report.
I know.
It doesn't matter what, like, all I wanted was the temperature and, is it, and you can't say like something for like Siri or Google or anything like that. You can ask, is it going to snow or is it going to rain or what's the temperature? And they will answer that specific question.
Now, have you enabled the Jeopardy skill?
I have not. No.
I think you just ask her to do it. I think you can just say, Alexa, enable the Jeopardy skill.
Alexa, enable the Jeopardy skill.
Okay. I've enabled it. Right. It may take a minute until you can begin using it.
Right.
To start, just say, Alexa, play Jeopardy.
All right. So I think you and I should do this together, Adam. We should play Jeopardy. Because what they do is they take the six categories that were on that day of Jeopardy, and they give an extra question for each category. So it's called Jeopardy 6. So it's like, you're going to have to answer them. But I think, because she can't hear me, but I just like, so it's like, say, Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Alexa, play Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy J6. Did you know that every Jeopardy category has an extra sixth clue?
Yes, because I told them that.
Those clues have remained under wraps until now. J6 is your chance to play six of these clues in categories from the latest episode each weekday. Let's begin.
Okay.
And remember to answer in the form of a question.
That's right.
The first category is... Happy trails to you.
Happy trails to you.
It takes the average hiker 5 to 6 months and 5 million steps to complete this eastern U.S. trail.
What's the Appalachian Trail?
What is the Appalachian Trail?
That's correct.
Oh,
the second category is French history.
Oh, I'm going
to say it was not until 1944 that French women were given the right to do this.
What is to vote?
Oh, I don't think so.
Correct. The third category is...
Wow, congratulations.
Operatic adjectives.
Oh, dear God.
Fill in the blank in the opera's title. Based on a French novel, The Blank Liaisons.
Dangerous. What is dangerous?
What is dangerous?
That's right. The fourth category is... That Game of Thrones guy with the beard. Shandor sports a beard and the sigil of the Clegane House sports three of these animals, sorta like Cerberus.
What? I didn't even understand the question.
Who is?
Go ahead.
No, the correct response was, what are dogs? The fifth category is the bucket list.
The bucket list.
A 16-piece bucket meal from the Colonel includes 16 pieces of this food.
Fried. What is chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah.
That's right. The last category for today is she's a real saint. This mother of St. Augustine and patron saint of wives has a city named for her in Southern California.
What is Santa?
Do you need more time for
Santa
the clue?
Santa Clara. Say Santa Clara.
Yes.
What
is Santa Clara?
The category is she's a real saint.
Just say, what is Santa Clara?
This mother of St. Augustine and patron saint of wives has a city named for her in Southern California.
Oh, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Excellent.
Thank you, chat room.
You got
five out of six clues correct today.
You scored in the top 2% of players today.
Wow.
Play every weekday to see how
you
stack up against
other fans.
Look
at you, Adam, scoring in the top 2%
of players today.
That's amazing.
Wow. Well, who knows? Who knew we would have gotten show content out of my dot?
Out of your Amazon dot.
That's for those of you who don't know, that's my Amazon dot that I have hooked into the mixer.
Yeah.
Although there's no audio input on it.
Yeah.
So she can't hear you because there's no way for me to do
that. You know, the thing that gets me is just like they clearly are playing the dung and the doo 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 doo, like those are sounds that were played, like wave files that are played from the Jeopardy app. Why not just have Alex Trebek read the question as a wave file? It's like to have her do the speech reading thing is so confusing at times because she's like, you know, the bearded person of Game of Thrones who like blah 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 blah, and he's like, I don't know what you're asking me.
I had no idea. Who are dogs?
Yeah.
What are dogs?
Yeah, it's like I feel like if a human being had read that question, we probably would have at least understood where they were coming from. Like, I didn't know how to answer that question, whatnot. So Adam, anyway, so the point is, I'm going camping this weekend. I'm terrified that I'm going to forget something. I've gone to every camping website that I can find and like downloaded their their list.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You're surrounded by thousands of bears. That's if you didn't bring toilet papers, I mean, somebody else is going to have that.
No, but they have toilets and showers there. I don't need to bring toilet paper. I don't need to bring food.
They have a store as well.
Yeah,
right?
I don't need to bring food because there's a cafe there and stuff. So I'm not, but I'm terrified that I'm going to forget. Like, I'm going to get there and it's going to be like, oh, I'm missing a tent stake, or oh, I'm missing, like, this thing is raining and now I'm going to get wet because I'm missing, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just very nervous. This is my first time camping in a very long time. Like, I camped when I was a Boy Scout.
You might forget your galoshes.
I might have my galoshes and stuff, but I took Friday off of work.
We'll make a list.
I did. I took Friday off work, so I'm going to drive up there Friday. I'm going to go and get my campground spot, put my tent down, Adam, and it'll be fun. We'll see.
You didn't mention this on the show, but you did say, and I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. My apologies.
No, it's fine.
But you didn't mention this on the show. However, you said that you have set up your tent now twice.
I have.
One of them was in your apartment.
I did.
Now, what I want to know that I haven't asked you.
What?
You and I discussed this, but you never told me if you actually did it. You said two things. One of them you said was you thought you might sleep in the tent that night to get used to it.
Right, yes.
Did you do that?
I did. I took a nap in there, but I did not actually spend the night in my tent.
Okay. And the second thing you said is you might have a gentleman caller in the tent because you wanted to work out the logistics of doing that so that you would be prepared in case you had a gentleman caller at the campground.
Correct.
And I wanted to know if you tried, because what I really want to know is, you know, you have some gentleman caller come over, and how do you explain to them that you would like to do it in this lovely tent that I have set up in my living room here?
It didn't take much to explain it, but yes.
So you did do that?
Yes, no, I did. I did. I tested out the sexual efficacy of the tent.
So you have the perfect kind of where to stand or sit or squat or whatever it is.
I have an inflatable mattress that's like a regular size, you know, like deep mattress that normal full size sheets fit on and stuff. But yeah, it's a leaning over that mattress works well if the person buys it. You don't want to know the logistics of that. I'm just saying, yes,
okay.
Tested it out. I have it set now. I know what I'm a Boy Scout, Adam. I'm a former Boy Scout, so I like to be prepared.
You always want to be
prepared. I like to be prepared.
And you really don't want to go to like Bass Pro Shop and say, hey, I'm looking for a tent that would be perfect for doggy style.
I was looking for a tent that I could have sex in. Like, what would be the best one? Because was it you that had suggested the sling and stuff? And I was like trying to point out this, like, no, the center point of the tent is not high enough to actually stand fully erect. So it was like having some kind of sling in there would not be good because you couldn't have stood up in the tent. And
you really need to be fully erect.
Exactly.
I got a
canopy as well. You know, a 10x10 canopy. You know, like you would find at any given like Pride Festival or whatever. Like they make the little tents out of it. Like it's a 10x. So it's a roof, like a 10x10 roof that goes out in front of the tent. Then I bought a camp chair, like a reclining chair that I can lay out. You know, I can sit in my chair in front. Then even if it's raining, it can be dry in front of my tent and stuff. So it's like I could theoretically have brought what was that starting to say? I could bring a sling and put it up there in the canopy area, but not in the tent.
So from the chat room, we have a couple of comments. So Yasmin Madu says, how very broke back of you.
Why, thank you, Yasmin.
And that blue jeans guy says, oh, so someone pitched a tent in a tent.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Someone pitched, and then he asks, how high of a rank did I achieve? I actually made it to Life Scout. I did not make it to Eagle because I ran out of time. You have to make Eagle Scout by the end of your 18th year. You cannot. I made Life Scout, and part of the requirements of being an Eagle Scout is that you have to have been a Life Scout for 6 months, and I made Life Scout further into my year than I would have been 19 by the time I could have been an Eagle Scout. So I did not make it to Eagle Scout, which is actually good in retrospect is a good thing because I would have had to renounce my Eagle Scout status when they started doing all their anti-gay rhetoric and shit, the Boy Scouts of America and stuff. So I did not. I made it to Life Scout, which is the rank below Eagle Scout.
Well, you know what you were missing?
What was I missing?
The badge for sexual positions.
I was missing my.
You hadn't done that
exactly
one yet, and
that was what I should have done. I should have gotten my the bag. CC Marshall got kicked out of Brownies. Oh, that's so sad. Hold on one moment, please. Let's listen to this. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I am not making this name up. Seaman Glass. Character actor, dead at 90, in lots of movies and TV shows, but was one of the miners in one of the Star Trek episodes of Mudd's Women. Okay, bye.
Wow, one of the miners in Mudd's Women. That is an original. Wait, I've got some kind of static coming in there. What do we say, Adam, yes or no to Seaman Glass?
Sounds like an actor to me.
All right, there you go.
Seaman in Mudd's Women.
Seaman Glass in Mudd's Women. Because you don't want, you don't want to have mud without semen. That's what I'm trying to say, is what you got there.
And, so lastly, but not leastly in our discussion section.
Sure.
I wanted to quickly talk about how manly I am and I'm not. So we've been having these plumbing issues that we're talking about. So today I decided that I'm going to fix this. I am going to go to the Homo Depot or whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to fix this plumbing problem. And because we've been, for those of you who have previously on Dubious Intent, for those of you who haven't heard, this luxurious condo that I live in, it has, I don't even know how to describe it, but there were first hot water issues because we have this thing called instant hot that is not really instant. And there's a problem with that. And it's a pump. And when the plumber came out and they finally fixed that, then there was a water pressure issue. So the shower in the master bathroom, we haven't been able to take a shower in there because first there was absolutely no hot water. And so we couldn't, there was only hot water in one of the bathrooms. And then after they fixed that and then we had hot water everywhere, then it was like someone spitting on you. It was like, it was just like this tiny little bit of water would come out of the shower head, and you could not take a shower in it. We couldn't bathe Sydney in it. We couldn't do anything. Like, we could not take a shower. Well, I mean, it's a wonderful, it's a big, huge shower. But one of the things about this shower, Daniel, is the shower head is like 15 feet above your head. I mean, not literally,
maybe it's just that you and Mittens are really short.
Well, this is the tallest shower head I've ever seen in my life. We have to get a ladder to reach the shower head. And I'm not kidding about that. Like, we had to get a ladder. So I was going to be, you know, a manly man today. I was like, oh, screw the plumbers. I'm going to get a shower head that maybe will give us a little bit more pressure. So I go to Home Depot.
Yes.
And they sell these. And first of all, I'm looking at all these shower heads, and there's like water saver. There's like, intensity upper. I don't know. All these different kinds of shower heads that they've got.
Right.
And so I was trying to, I wanted to do kind of a Rain-esque shower head, but have it be higher pressure.
Right.
And so I picked one out, and then.
So you wanted more of like a monsoon as opposed to like a gentle rain.
Right. And then I thought I should bring the shower head down a little bit. Like, I should make it lower.
Oh my God.
Because I'm not kidding you.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding you. There's. Mm-hmm. It's at least 5 or 6 feet above our head.
So
now that is no joke.
So what did you do? Did you go and buy like an extension, like a pipe extension? And
well, no, they had this lovely lovely. I've got to get that word out of my head.
I know you do.
They've got this really good thing that's an extension, but it swivels and you can put the shower head at different angles and stuff like that. And it is an extension. So I bought one of those. And I installed it, and everything worked pretty well. Mark thinks he needs the head that old people use, that, you know, that you hold the wand.
Yeah, like the
because
the shower massage kind of wand.
Yeah, because I guess he can't clean his ass without having something spraying directly into his hole.
Oh my Lord! Now look at you, like sharing these things about Mittens on the show.
No, I don't mean like for that. I mean just cleaning your butt. Mm-hmm, I mean just he likes to have something spraying there, you know. Rather than to me, I'll just take some soap and put the soap down there and rub around, and you know, I mean that's enough for me. But he really wants the you know. And what I didn't know
maybe
that he does
maybe he's trying to send a signal to you, Adam, that you should pay more attention to the cleanliness of your ass.
What I didn't know is that he does. If he doesn't have one of those, he squats and positions himself in front of the faucet in the bathtub. if it's a tub with a faucet. But the shower doesn't have a faucet. It just has this shower head way up.
Oh my God, I'm having flashbacks, or flash forwards or something of like your divorce where this conversation will be played as some kind of like court document is like how you were like.
He doesn't listen. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm just saying. So, it's like, oh my God, don't say that you're like that poor Mittens like squats in the shower. None of us want this image in our heads that Mittens squatting in the shower.
So
doing some kind of tribal like little
So I had to get one of those splitters that splits the flow of water. We already had the.
By the way, Lamont Cranston like wants to know: do you have a bidet? Figure out why do you not have a bidet attachment to your toilet? That would solve all of this problems.
We don't. So I bought an extension. I bought the rain shower head, but it's higher pressure rain, whatever you call that. It has some power shot or something feature. Mm-hmm. And then I got up on the big ladder, like a 10-foot ladder, because I mean, I'm serious. This shower head's like really high. And I plugged it, screwed it all in and everything worked. So FL Mac asks, wouldn't a splitter just reduce the pressure more? It's a splitter to select whether you want the water to come out of the shower head or the wand.
Right.
And so it doesn't split. It doesn't literally split it. It's called a diverter, I think is what it's called. Anyway, and there's a button on it. And when you hit the button, the water comes out of the wand instead of the shower head. So, but it's still not low enough, even with that one extension. So this is the ghetto part. I went and bought a second extension. So I'm going to have an extension screwed into an extension, screwed into a diverter, screwed into the shower head.
There's a lot of screwing going on. There's a whole lot of screwing going on in your showers. By the way, Tim in Alaska has linked me a low-rise sling.
Oh. Well,
from MrSLeather.com. I just want to say this, Tim. They're still standing though. It's like you cannot, like, the peak of my tent, which is a 6-man tent, by the way. It's a 10x10 internal area with a 4-foot porch out in front of it. It's like the peak of that tent is only 5'10". So unless those are hobbits fucking on that sling.
Let me explain something to you about Tim in Alaska. He lives in a palace in Alaska.
Oh,
when
I know.
Go camping,
oh, I know.
Have you ever read any of those kind of, you know, fantasy stories, medieval times?
Oh, no. Tim carries a yurt. He carries a full yurt with him when he camps. It's like it's a yurt with a shower, with a working toilet and a shower, and a bidet. I'm pretty sure it's like he's very. Here's
what he was expecting.
By the way, Adam, I don't know if you follow this or not. Tim in Alaska is coming to New York City for Thanksgiving.
You said that.
Did I say this on the show already?
You did.
Oh, okay, great.
You did. So anyway, so that's it. So I am somewhat manly in the fact that I am fixing our shower problem. Mm-hmm. And it may look a bit, you know, hacked together, but it'll work.
By the way, the line of the evening goes to Kathy Marshall, who says she drives a Daihatsu bidet. Which I can't. She lives in San Francisco. I can't imagine driving a Daihatsu bidet through San Francisco. That's just like, seems like the water pressure would be uneven, to say the least, in those kind of things. Adam, thank you so much for sharing with us your life. We really do appreciate that. That's amazing. I may have drinking tonight. I can't tell. But I do have this to do as soon as I get to this directory and do this thing, which is that thing. Game. It's time for a news game. It's a news game. What question will he read? It is the news game section of the show. The section of the show where Adam will read me 3 headlines. 2 of them will be fake. 1 of them will be real. And it'll be my job to figure out which one is actually real.
So Tim in Alaska says the wand is good for shower, for bathing dogs as well.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And we actually do use that for bathing the dog. That's one of the reasons we still had to have it. But I've about gotten fed up with the whole dog bathing thing. And I think I'm going to give in and get a groomer again.
Trust me. It is so much better than the cat bathing thing. It just does not work. You need to have like those suits that they wear for shark attacks, you know, where it's like those like mesh suits that's what you need to wear to bathe the cat. It's like those kind of suits.
There's this channel called Discovery Life. And they were marathoning this show the other day.
Yes.
It's like World's Weirdest Addictions or something like that. I can't remember the exact name of the show, but if you look up like addictions on Discovery Life, something like that. There was a woman who was addicted to eating cat hair.
Oh my God.
And she licked her cat and actually ate the cat hair. She said it made her feel closer to her cat.
I think her cat would disagree.
So,
all right, Adam, what is our first news headline this evening?
All right. Donald Trump plagiarized his RNC speech from Hitler's 1933 inaugural address.
Hitler, Donald Trump plagiarized his speech from Hitler. Got it.
Yeah. Number 2, a Knoxville man was killed in a fiery collision caused by a wrong-way driver playing Pokemon Go.
Ooh, a wrong-way driver playing Pokemon Go. What city?
Knoxville.
Knoxville, Tennessee, man. All right, got it.
And lastly, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said in a comment that Donald Trump, quote, would destroy much of what is great about America.
Ah. All right, Adam. We're going to go here. We're going to systematically figure this out. I'm going to say that Donald Trump did not plagiarize his speech from Adolf Hitler. In fact, it was Melania Trump that plagiarized a big portion of her speech from Michelle Obama. So I'm going to say that that is a false news story, Adam. Is that, in fact, a false news story?
That is a false news story.
All right, so now we're down to Reed Hastings saying that Donald Trump is bad for America. And what was the second one? What was the second one? It was like
it was the Knoxville Man.
Knoxville Man. Knoxville Man was killed by the Pokemon Go thing. All right.
Yes.
And on the line tonight, Adam, I don't know if we mentioned this beforehand or not. On the line tonight is which theme song we're going to play for the birthday segment. Because
We didn't mention it tonight. Yeah, no.
Because if I get it wrong, I have to play your shitty birthday theme song. And if I'm right, I get to play the Vera, the Dora the Explorer. It's Vera the Explorer song that I'll be playing tonight. All right, so Adam, I'm gonna channel my inner news geek here and say that it is not the Pokemon Go story. It is the what's the last one?
You don't even know what it is, but you're going to say Reed Hastings.
Reed Hastings. I'm going to go with Reed Hastings said Donald Trump, bad for America.
All right, Daniel. So the correct news story.
Yes.
Is.
Yes.
Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said that Donald Trump, quote, would destroy much of what is great about America.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so Adam, now you're going to read us this news story before I play my Dora thing, but I have to figure out where the thing is. There we go, Adam. Go ahead, Adam. Tell us, what is this news story?
On June 23rd, 2016, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign released a list of business leaders who were supporting her candidacy. Among those listed was Netflix CEO Reed Hastings. Our campaign continues to hear from a wide range of business leaders like these from around the country who believe Hillary Clinton understands the complex world we live in and is proposing serious solutions. We expect to make additional announcements about the broad support for Hillary's campaign for president as the campaign continues. Quote, Trump would destroy much of what is great about America. Hillary Clinton is the strong leader we need, and it's important that Trump lose by a landslide to reject what he stands for. Quoted Reed Hastings, CEO and co-founder of Netflix.
Yay! I'm so happy that I won the news game tonight, Adam, because that means that I indeed get to play my game. My song.
So glad to help you get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The Dubious Intent birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical selection for tomorrow's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening?
You know, I just realized that I'm recording Greetings from Nowhere tomorrow night.
Oh. Oh, you're a guest host on Greetings from Nowhere tomorrow night?
I am, yeah. I need to contact her, Christina,
clearly,
that
should,
is,
yeah.
And find out what time.
By the way, tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on Eastern Time on Pride48.com, you can listen to Adam on Greetings from Nowhere.
Okay. I don't think, are we live? Is it live tomorrow night?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think it's live. I'm just recording it.
Oh, you're just recording it tomorrow.
With her.
Okay.
All right, so here's our first song.
You talk to boys, little ways to flirt your glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix that hair.
All right, this is the song popular from, oh shit, it's the Wizard of Oz. It's the Wicked.
It is popular from Wicked.
And
you're
it is
correct.
Sung by Christian Chenoweth. Is it Christian Chenoweth's birthday?
Well, I had another song, but that's fine. Yes, it is Kristen Chenoweth's birthday.
Excellent.
Kristen is 48 years old.
She's my age. Well, she's a year younger than me, but yeah.
And you look so much better than she does.
I do.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Kristen. Here is our next birthday.
All right, so this is Kristen Chenoweth's co-host of our co-star in Wicked. This is Adina Mazzella.
Okay, well, just tell me, you need to hear two songs for this.
Oh, okay.
So this is
from Frozen. This is the Let It Go from Frozen from by Disney.
It is from Frozen. That's correct. Here is the next.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Stop! My thumb hit that. What does this have to do with? What does this have to? I'm so confused right now, Adam.
Okay, this is. Let me play one other thing. It's a theme to a TV show, and I'll play one other. This may give you more of a clue.
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO.
So does that help you at all?
It does not help me.
All right, so that's the theme song to Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. So Frozen, which is, and Gossip Girl.
It is, yes.
And it's not Adele Nazeem.
It is not.
Is it Josh Gad?
It is not.
Then I don't know. I'm lost. I don't know. I don't know. I give up, Adam.
Kristen Bell. It is. Kristen Bell and Lamont Cranston got it.
Why didn't you just play her song from Frozen? That would have been a...
Oh, well, I knew she voiced the voice of, or the speaking voice of...
She did the singing voice too. Would you like to build a snowman? Would you like to come and play? That was Kristen Bell. She sang. She has a great singing voice.
Oh. Well, there you go. Isn't she married to that
Dax,
hot guy?
Yeah, Dax Shepard from the one with the guy with the I love this show. What is it called? It's called it has the girl from Gilmore Girls in it too. It's a big monolithic family show that I loved.
Oh,
the guy that played Coach. What was the guy that played Coach?
Oh, Craig.
Yeah, Craig something.
Nelson.
Parenthood. Thank you, Yaz like Mamadou. Parenthood. The show Parenthood, which I dearly loved. She was on that.
All right. Well, here she's 36 years old, and here is our
she wasn't
next.
On it. Dax Shepard was on it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse that. Go ahead. I'm ready now. I'm ready.
All right. Here is our next birthday.
All right. This is very hard to hear because of your sound system, but this is the theme to Harry Potter. So this is has to do with
it
Harry.
Is.
By the way, the as a side note, at the campgrounds, you know, people drive around in golf carts and whatever, and there's one couple that drives around in a golf cart that has like lights around it, and they play that theme song as they drive around. So it's like you can hear them driving around all night long, going doon 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 doon. Anyway, yeah. So Harry
all
Potter.
Right,
yeah, so Harry Potter.
I have another one because that's a ensemble cast. Here's the other one.
You're a big music fan.
I am a big music fan,
you're
yeah.
a big rap fan.
I am. I like, which surprises a lot of people about me.
Unmistakable voice of Daniel Radcliffe. Well, I think, like, so that is into, indeed. M&M. Is it not Daniel Radcliffe? Like,
It is Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe. He's been in several movies recently, but none of them have theme songs that would be recognizable. Right. So, Daniel Radcliffe is 27 years old.
27 years young. Wow.
All right. Here we go.
I remember in that first Harry... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I remember in that first Harry Potter movie saying, like, he's going to grow up to be really hot. And people were like, oh my God, you're a pedophile because you're saying that and everything. And I now stand vindicated. He did. He grew up to be very hot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And he's been naked in several movies. He seems to like to get naked in his movies. Maybe it's one of those child star things where they want to get away from being squeaky clean. So they, you know, they right. just get naked and do all, like Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus. All right.
My co-host on RuPaul's Drag Race Recap would hate me if I didn't know that this was the theme to Wonder Woman from TV.
Well, it's kind of in there.
I know.
They go,
I was saying, he is a very big Wonder Woman thing. There was an ensemble cast, but I'm going to go, was it Linda Carter? Is it Linda Carter's birthday?
It is Linda Carter's birthday.
There you go, Linda Carter from TV's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Linda Carter has been in several things. And actually, I don't know if you knew this, but she actually auditioned. Oh, now I'm going to forget what it was. She auditioned for, oh God.
For God?
Okay, I'll Google it.
She auditioned for something,
oh. Some iconic role.
Iconoclastic role?
I cannot remember, but she, I will, before the end of the show, I'll pull it up, anyway, Linda Carter. All right, so here is our next one. She's 65 years old.
65 years young.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
All right. Is this Sia?
It's not Sia. This is from a movie.
I'm lost here. I don't know that.
And you need to get what movie it is. The singer doesn't matter.
Okay, so this is from a movie. I don't know what movie this is from. Do I have another clue, or is this the only clue?
You do have another clue.
I have another clue.
Great. You do. All right.
This is the theme to Cheers, so I know it the is. Theme to Cheers. Yeah, so. Oh. So Cheers is an ensemble cast.
Yes, it is an ensemble cast. That's true.
I read the chat room accidentally. Yasma Abdu said Hunger Games was the first one. So the only, you know, overlap between Hunger Games and Cheers is Woody Harrelson. Is it Woody Harrelson?
Well, you cheated because you looked in the chat room. It is Woody Harrelson.
I don't
however.
Take that as a cheat. I think that's more of a fudge.
Well. All right.
I am a fudge packer, Adam, and I think that that's a fudge, not a cheat.
All right. Well, Woody Harrelson's 55, and we have one more birthday, and here we go. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Turn the music up to hear that sound. Let's get loud. Let's get loud.
I know this song. I don't know who sings it, though. That's my problem.
All right. Well, I've got one more. All
right, give me another one. Give me another one.
One more. 1 second. Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, I knew I'm going to get in trouble for this because I'm sure I'm supposed to know this and I don't. I recognize both of those songs. I just have no fucking clue who sings those
songs.
Okay,
wait. I don't have this. Don't look in the chat room.
I'm not looking in the chat room.
I'm going to play one other thing real quick that it kind of gives it away, but I'm going to play it anyway.
I've minimized the chat room.
So here we go. I'm going to.
All right. It's Jennifer Lopez. Is it Jennifer Lopez? Is that whose birthday it is?
It is Jennifer Lopez. I should have played the theme to American Idol.
You should have.
Actually.
You should have played the theme to American Idol and then the theme to the Fosters.
I didn't know that she. Yes, I did know she was on that. Even though I don't.
She's
watch
not
that
on
show,
the Fosters. She's
know.
The executive producer of the Fosters. She's not on it. Right. She's just like an executive producer of it. So.
I was thinking of songs by her because I don't know why. But
oh my God. David of Blue Jean Sky says, according to IMDb, Linda Carter auditioned for the role of Captain Catherine Janeway.
That's it.
Oh my God. And you guys know that we're not doing a show next week. We are off next week because I am going to Las Vegas for the Star Trek convention. I'm actually going to meet Kate Mulgrew and all those folks out there at the Star Trek convention in Las Vegas. So.
Well, when you go up to Kate, tell her, Kate, I think you did a much better job than Linda Carter would have done. I really, really am glad you got the role of Captain Janeway. Yeah.
Really? Do you think she was like the best Captain Janeway there could have been?
Oh, I don't know. But I can't imagine Linda Carter being a good Captain Janeway.
Well, she never had the chance. So maybe she would have. Maybe she would have been awesome. You don't know that. All right. Well,
J-Lo was 47.
But thank you. Who was 47?
J-Lo.
J-Lo is 47. All right. I don't know if I played myself a da-da for that, but it doesn't matter. So there you go. So congratulations to everybody that had their birthday. Listen,
do you have any Pride 48
birthdays? I don't
know.
Let's go over here to the Pride 48 and look. We'd like to say a very happy birthday to Rancher on the 14th, Charles S. on the 18th, and today, NNBM, which is the Naughty Bed Monkey, and McHugh, happy birthday today, and thank you. I don't know why I would even bother to play the contact segment when we have no contact, Adam.
We do have one email. It's really short. But if you want to play the contact song for that.
Really? So you want me to play the contact song just for a really short...
Daniel, I can't play the contact song. And I'll tell you, because...
contact is the secret.
What were you saying, Adam?
What I was going to say is I can't play the theme song because that's not in my job description.
It is not.
And
we
have roles.
We do. We have rules and roles.
I didn't mention this, and I know this is the contact segment. We can talk about it after we get out of it, but I do have a job-related thing that I should mention.
Oh, my God. You so should. Yeah, you absolutely should. But what I didn't see any contact that came in this week. So,
I'm just going to. So, okay, we had an email. And I think this is contact. I don't recognize the email address.
Okay.
And it's really short, and I'm going to read it, and we'll see if you think this is contact. So the email address, I won't give the email address, but it's from Pampered Pets.
Pampered Pets.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know a listener that goes by Pampered Pets. But anyway, it says, what is the address to mail your award to?
Yes.
And that's it. That's the entire...
Oh, the address to mail our awards to is contact@dubiousintent.com. That's the address.
Maybe this person was wanting a physical address to like mail an actual award.
No, I think that was Gus Chad, because Gus Chad asked me that same question, like, where do we send our awards to? You send them to contact@dubiousintent.com. By the way, are we getting that email? Because I lived in fear all week long that he sent an email to contact@dubiousintent.com, and it's not the most stable email address in the world. And like maybe we didn't get it.
We are getting that, but it's I have to check it using webmail.
Well, you should check it and see. Do we have an award?
I did. No, that,
do we have an award waiting for us?
No, that's where he sent that email to. He sent an email to contact@dubiousintent.com asking what is the address to mail your award to.
Gonna win the podcast award. Make everyone else upset. We're gonna rule this world and put them on a shelf. I want a big crystal thing that I can put on my wall. I don't know the words of this song, but I'm gonna win them all. Podcast awards, gonna win them all. I'm so sorry that I did that.
So I figured it out.
I immediately regret doing that.
So he was he's a dog walker, right?
Yes.
I bet that is him.
Yeah, it's Gus Chad.
And I believe I'm reading through the lines, reading the tea leaves here, between the lines. Mm-hmm. I'm reading somewhere. Mm-hmm. And what I think is, because he's an artist, maybe he's actually planning to make something physical.
Oh, he can make a physical award for us.
He wants a physical address to send it to.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Let's not give that out on the air.
Oh, no, but you can mail it to me.
We can. We will send you an email back, Gus Chad, and we will give you a physical address, because we are not rich enough to have an actual P.O. box.
We don't have the P.O. boxes, yeah.
That we could use. Actually, you could send it to P.O. box blah, 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 Woodland Hills, California. I can't remember the P.O. box for
P.O. box, blah, blah, but, blah. Woodland. No, I think that's all about it. Anyway, thank you so much, Gus Chad. We really do appreciate it. And any award, you know what, by the way, this week, I don't know if you noticed this or not, because we haven't got the official notifications, but I believe we did win the Shade Award, the Nicholas Martinez Shade Award. I think we won that. I was led to believe that we had won the Nico Martinez Shade Award.
Okay.
And I think also that we had won the Central Connecticut Tent Pitching and Dissembling Award. Also, I would just say we should get.
Well,
these
I don't know if you're aware of this award, but I won the best old new town in the U.S. where
really?
A podcaster is able to install his own showerhead award.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing, Adam. Let's
it's
get out
a long title.
Let's get out of the contact segment though, so we can talk about your promotion.
3, 2, 1.
Oh. All right, Adam.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
Spoiler. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about your work situation.
Yeah. I know this should have gone in the discussion section. I apologize to those of you who really like us to stick to that format.
Nobody wants
but
us
to. But before
stick
we end the show, I'm just going to give a couple of words about this. So I want to thank all the little people that helped me along the way. Well, anyway, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but we have this new promotion process, and my manager submitted my name for this for a promotion.
Yes.
And I went through 3 interviews.
Uh-huh.
And this last interview was with a senior director who I didn't know. And I'm usually fairly good at reading people, but he was the stoniest faced man I have ever met. No matter what, I tried to joke around a little bit. I tried to, liven the mood a little bit. And with my answers, I tried to be friendly and smile. And I could not get him to crack a smile. Nothing. So I left that interview last, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, just thinking, I sucked this up apparently, because I could not get any sort of vibe from him at all. And the promotion is, I'm now going to be, my official title is QE, instead of QA, quality assurance, but we're now quality engineering.
Wait, did you just say Huey?
QE, quality engineering, uh-huh. Technical expert. And it is the same level as a manager, but I'm being paid to be an expert instead of managing people.
Now, Adam, do you know what an expert is?
It's what I am.
All right, so let's break this down. Wait, let's break this down. What is an X? Like in mathematics, like if we're going to solve for X, what is X? X is unknown, right? X
is the variable.
X is unknown. So
yes.
So you are an unknown. And what is a spurt, Adam? A spurt is something that happens when you put something under pressure.
When you pitch a tent.
No, when you put some kind of water under pressure. So basically, Adam, what you're saying is you're an unknown drip under pressure is what you are, Adam. You're an expert, an unknown drip under pressure, an expert. Thank you. That was a dad joke. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that. Thank you for making that joke that for a 90-year-old would have made.
I'm reading dictionary.com, and it says a person who has a special skill or knowledge in some particular field, specialist, authority. Daniel, I have a special skill and knowledge in some particular field.
I believe that your field that you have a special knowledge or something is in catching Pokemons, because when in doubt... Can't even say that. When in doubt, blame Pokemon. God, that is the dumbest segue ever.
When in doubt, go.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 229-234-7587 or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. That sucks.
And send all your congratulatory emails to me.
Yes, send your congratulations emails to him. Mm, sorry.
There
you go.
So I'm going to get a little bit of a raise.
Really? You're going to get a raise?
Yeah, but it's more of a title thing. I am a technical expert.
Did we ever say the title tonight?
We did.
Okay, great. Adam.
Me, actually.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad that you did that. Adam, we're going to be off next week. Actually, we're going to be off for the next 2 weeks. So,
2 weeks.
However, just spoiler alert, I will be on the stream next Sunday, so come and check us out. Anyway, good night, chat.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
I'm sorry, I'm going to do that again.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.